It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
We're live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. I am Paul Lavoie. This is Speak Out. And we found him. No need to send out the search party, everybody. You good? No need to send out the search party, everybody. He's here.
Yeah, don't pay the ransom.
From Lake Minnehaha. What is it? Lake what? Montezuma?
Lake Chapala.
Chapala.
Chapala. See.
Chapala.
See.
Right. Where's that located, Jim?
It's located in Mexico, middle of the middle of mainland Mexico, not Baja. It's about 40 minutes south of Guadalajara.
Okay.
And it's at 5,200 foot elevation, and it's where our summer home is, and it never gets over about 85 degrees. And it is hard to leave. When you open the door of the airplane at Las Vegas Saturday at about 2 p.m., it was, we're back to the desert.
I do the weather now on a lot, you know, TV stations. I used to say an oven-like effect. Now it's now it's the air fryer-like effect, right? But nobody knew what an air fryer was back in the day. So we have a very special guest in the studio. Man, have we been dancing around, right? You would think we're doing the jitterbug and the twist and everything else. Colleen Mattinson is here, the Havasu Community Health Foundation Food Bank Manager, also known as Coco.
Yep, that's me.
And she walked in. I'm like, who are you? What is that, a towhead? Is that
towhead.
You're a towhead now.
Not a natural, though.
And you probably heard the promos on KNTR Talk the last couple of days. Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown, is coming to Harrah's in December. Hey, this is September 2nd.
Yeah.
So it's going to be here sooner than you think. And then there's Marissa June. She's got to stick her head in just to get her name mentioned.
Yes.
I know that's why she does
it. There was a plot.
But we're going to be giving away tickets. Probably, I would say another two pair at least. We've got 10 pair left.
Wow.
Or nine. We have six pair that we've given away, right? Or seven. Now we're down to, I think we're down to eight. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We're down to eight, give or take, you know.
Oh, I find this thrilling.
Give or take a bushel. Stop it. Makes for great radio, right?
I think so.
Anyway.
Yeah, it'd be tough to do this on TV.
December 26th through the 30th, not on New Year's Eve. December 26th through the 30th, Fiesta Showroom. Call or go online to Harrah's for more information. Harrah's Laughlin. Beach Resort and Casino. That's their new tagline. Beach Resort and Casino. Yeah. Harrah's getting up there in the world. So,
Right.
And it'll all be through Ticketmaster. So go ahead and give us a call, 928-855-9336. You'll have to call the office, 855-9336. You can call from anywhere in the tri-state.
Well, is this something you want them to do now?
Yeah, they can call
right
now.
Away. Oh,
Marissa
my.
June's waiting.
Get
she's like the main. She's like the Maytag repairman
okay,
right now.
Okay, standing
she's
by.
Just sitting there,
standing by, awaiting your
she's
call.
Just sitting there waiting. So, okay. Yeah, and hard to believe that it is already September.
Yes.
Or septiembre. That's what See? You used to, right?
See?
I mean, the boat show's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, before that, we got the World Finals.
Right.
Followed by Rockabilly, now that we own Rockabilly, too.
Right. So something, and then next week, is next week, Scott? Or, no, I'm sorry, that's October.
Yes, yes, early October.
We will have
whatever.
Scott, we will have Scott Frazier on.
Great,
from the IJSBA.
Yes, yes, his annual
right.
His annual pilgrimage to Havasu and the studio.
And I moved
and
heaven
you guys
and earth
get,
for it.
Get swapping old old music
right.
stories.
But I moved heaven and earth for him, so just
you
so
did.
He knows.
That's
well,
great.
And October will be next week, so.
It is.
That's right.
Seems like yeah, let's right. see, the 2nd of September, tomorrow's October
right.
1st, I
so
think.
Before we get to Hunger Action Month, which is September,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the food bank. Last time you were here, I believe Joe Biden was president. I'm not even kidding right now.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, all right, and we already generated a early phone call.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, I don't know if I'm too late for the ticket.
No, you need to call the office. Our office number is 928-855-9336.
9336. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so that's nice. Got a call already.
How are the demands for your food bank? Are they over the top?
That was where I was leading that because when Joe Biden was president, inflation, at least a lot of people weren't used to the $9 egg prices and
right.
that sort of thing. It was breaking the backs of a lot of people.
Right.
You were getting record numbers.
Right.
Are we still at that pace?
Well, for August, we're at 1,600 families, which for the summer is a lot. Because we double in the winter.
Oh, really?
Last winter, we were up to 4,000.
Oh,
so,
good
heavens. That's 4,000
families
a
yeah.
month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Over 30 days. And that's not even, what is it, 3 days a week?
Oh, wait, not families. Individuals.
Individuals.
4,000
yeah, okay.
individuals. Sorry.
And that's an amazing amount.
But that's
amount.
Still, what, 3 days a week of collection?
4 days
of
a week at 3 hours a day. Right.
Wow. So 12 hours of distribution a week with 4,000 individuals.
Right.
Gosh.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, but we just did 1,500 families. Maybe I'm not wrong. Because if that doubles,
I don't know.
That's at 3,000. I confuse myself.
I see
but
that.
You know what? The last time I was here was last Christmas. Because remember you said, so your toy run's coming up Saturday, and I was like, no, it's not.
You're right.
And it was.
You're right. That's what I meant by dancing.
Yeah.
Leading into the segment, we kind of like, okay, when do I fit Colleen in here? Because, and the reason, you know, we talk about demand on the food bank, too, is school is back in.
Right.
Does that help a lot or a little?
Do we help with school?
No, the kids getting the meals at school mm-hmm. because of free or reduced lunch.
Yeah, does it reduce the demand
does
on
that
your
help?
Services?
No.
No.
Because, you know, they still need dinner and weekends and holidays and, yeah,
right.
it doesn't reduce it.
Wow.
So is the demand up now,
well,
or is it
right now
normal?
It's not.
Is
as,
there a normal?
It's not as high as it was in the winter,
okay.
but I know it's you know now that August is over, it's going to get more every month, every mm-hmm. month, every month. We get a lot of the traveling homeless. Well, they come in those vans and buses, and there'll be like five families in one of those.
I'm not even
oh my
familiar.
Gosh.
You know, you see those.
Nor I.
I haven't seen them, no.
Really? So they come every winter. Yeah. I call them like, they're like a partridge family.
Okay, so are we talking like nomads that head down to Quartzsite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they travel. So,
okay.
But they're younger.
Right.
They're probably younger than I am. I forget I'm not young
I know.
anymore. Younger than
so
me.
So do I,
I'm
believe
not,
me.
I'm not young anymore. But they'll have, like I said, like four or five families, dogs.
Gee.
Right.
Cats, kids, all in a bus, and we get a lot of those in the winter.
Wow. And a lot of it's an interesting phenomenon in our culture now because of Amazon. They'll go to work, especially the nomads, in the Amazon distribution centers, and it's like seasonal work. So they'll work there, get a couple checks, three, four checks, whatever, and then go back out on the road and do their thing.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's actually a movie. You haven't seen the movie yet. We could talk about it in the break.
Okay.
With Frances McDormand, the Oscar-winning actress. She's in Nomads. Yeah, Nomadland. That's it, Nomadland.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And they go actually film part of it in Quartzsite. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
And it has an impact on us here in
apparently it does.
Yeah. And the homeless, they leave in the summer, most of them.
Right.
And come back in the winter.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
Yeah, just killer.
It's a terrible demand on the body if you're going to live outside,
yeah,
for sure.
They go up to Williams. Most of them will
go
to Williams.
Right.
They'll hitchhike up there or...
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got you. Tell us about Hunger Action Month. That's this month.
Hunger Action Month is the official month for hunger awareness, and it's always September. I don't know who came up with it, but, you know, we learned about it through St. Mary's.
Okay.
So you just, what we're trying to do is just get the word out, you know, to raise awareness that we do need food, money for food, and, you know, how many families we have in Havasu. We have a lot of families in Havasu in need. You know, we have a lot of single parents, could be single mothers, single fathers, single parents with kids, and their jobs are just, you know, rent is really high right now.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
When they fill out the forms for eligibility, and it's very non-intrusive from what I understand. I mean, you're just looking for certain information to report back to the government and back to St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
How big is that chunk that calls for rent or housing on that form? Or do you ask?
We don't ask them.
Oh, I thought you did.
How much they pay? No.
Okay.
But for example, if you're a single person, you can make $2,400 a month, and then you add $838 for each additional person. So I find a lot of my older people, they think $2,400 a month is a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not. When rent is like $1,500 or more.
Yeah. True.
You know, and then you've got to buy groceries, pay utilities, phone, car, what have you.
Yeah, electricity in the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's big, for sure. What was I was going to dovetail off of that. So tell us about, too, Hunger Action Month is a nationwide effort to raise awareness about hunger in America and inspire action. There's something now called Hunger Bucks.
Right.
And this is at local businesses in Lake Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you need this list that you gave me, but where can people find Hunger Bucks or buy Hunger Bucks, and what do they do?
Okay. So if you want to have Hunger Bucks at your business, you can reach out to me, and I will get Hunger Bucks to you. And if you want to purchase Hunger Bucks from a business right now, the businesses, all the banks in town have them. Ed's Deli, both of the donut posts, the Mail and Business Center by Albertsons.
Okay, sure.
The Kiowa Drive-Thru, Culver's, Mackay Cafe, Peggy's Cafe, Rusty's, and Absolute Marine.
Now, what do the Hunger Bucks do?
So the Hunger Bucks, you can either pay a dollar or $5 or 10, whatever you want for one of the bucks. Or you can buy them all individually, and you write your name on it, and they hang it on the wall.
Okay. And then that money goes to the food bank.
Then that money goes to the food bank to buy food.
So if I want to make, a $50 donation, I could just do a $50 Hunger Buck, and then that $50 goes to you.
Right.
So that we were talking on a past show about the Kingman Food Bank had a basket on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Items they needed, and you could order, like, okay, five cans of beef stew, this,
yeah,
that, and
put them in the basket.
I want to donate. I got $30. Here, I'm gonna donate $30, but I'm gonna ship these items to the Kingman Food Bank. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
An Amazon basket.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it anymore, though. I can't find it.
Yeah, maybe they don't. I don't know. But I do have a lot of people ask me, what would you prefer? Would you prefer, well, this is for the holidays, because Thanksgiving is going to be here before.
Would you prefer money or food?
Right. And honestly, it's easier on me, especially for the holiday stuff, if they give us food.
Really?
Than for me having to buy it. So
I would have thought the other way around, because then you could buy for what you
need.
Yeah. Right. So we get really good prices from St. Mary's, but St. Mary's doesn't offer turkeys and cranberries and stuffing.
Sure.
You know, they don't offer that stuff.
I got you.
So it is easier for me if I don't have to go out, order it, find someone to pick it up, you know,
sure,
purchase it, all of that. Now, as far as all the other food goes, our regular food, which you have a list for over there, that I get a better deal than.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Than,
I bet you do.
But I would probably get a better deal on turkeys and stuff. It's just, it's so busy.
You should shop like I do. I go on the app, and then I you know, fill it all out, and then the store has it, and I set the time, and I go pick it up, and that's it. And then I haul it up two flights of stairs and good to go.
I've never done that.
It's better than, now I don't want to down any of the other apps, but if you use a store app, you get your points.
Mm.
You know, for gas.
Gotta have my points.
If you don't use your store app and you use something else, I don't want to say the names, and you go to the gas pump, you're like, where's my points? Yeah, well, they got your points, all right?
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to compromise on the music selection today. It's going to be Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty right now anyway. Stop Dragging My Car Around is the, that was the Weird Al version. This is Stop Dragging My Heart Around, right? The Weird Al version was Stop Dragging My Car Around. His car was towed in the video. Kind of funny. All right, we have Colleen Mattinson here in the studio, Havasu Community Health Foundation Food Bank Manager. And we found him, Jim Russell.
Yes.
Don't pay the ransom.
I'm back. Yes, yes.
Right? And we need to get together on that whole boat show.
Desert Storm.
I know Desert Storm's week, but yeah, I just need to check all those dates.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, you might have it booked already. Who knows?
No, we'd always have a place for Black
right.
Cat.
X. Black Cat X, who's just at Hangar 24.
Uh-huh.
We're booked there through like May.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You very much. Thank you to Hangar 24.
Yeah.
All right, give us a call if you have a question, a question or a concern, or you can text us at 928-727-5566 or call us on Speakout 928-854-KNTR. And yes, we are giving away the Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty tickets. Marissa's very lonely at the front desk right now. The sports schedule's a little bit complicated for her. I can't just give her diamond.
Uh-huh.
It's NFL starting this weekend.
Yeah.
And you got Mojave at Havasu. The Golden Shovel game is this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be on that. That's Friday at 7 is the kickoff. Congratulations to the Fighting Knights. They won up in Flagstaff. And the score was, Marissa loved the score, 21-12. The Rush album, right?
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving donations, how you can help the Havasu Community Health Foundation Food Bank, and the Mojave County Fairgrounds manager, Jordan Cummins, is going to be on the show at the bottom of the hour. It's a busy day today.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
stay with
yes.
us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. The classic sounds of Fleetwood Mac. I love that song. I love that part. Otherwise, for this show.
Seventh grade.
For this show. Really?
Yeah.
Seventh grade? I don't remember when. This must have come out, what, 76, 77, 74?
It would be 77. Maybe it was eighth grade. 77,
really?
78, yeah. Our PE teacher played it all the time.
You know you're in trouble when Chad Hansen sticks his head through the speak out portal, the window over there, and grins at you. Uh-oh, what did I do? Love that guy. All right. That's right. This is Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, and I saw her this morning, Melissa from Blonzi's, Blonzi's Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. Jim's choice for breakfast.
Yes, best breakfast in Havasu.
He never goes away hungry. Speaking of the food bank.
Yeah.
You know my pronouns are he, him, and hungry, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I do now, though.
Yeah, he, him, and hungry. Tell us about, there was something we missed on the flyer.
Oh, so I forgot to mention on September 13th, we're going to have, it's a Stuff the Truck event at Smith's.
Wait, so what does that mean?
So I will have the food bank truck outside of Smith's, and hopefully people will go in and shop for their stuff and buy something for the food bank as well, and we're hoping to stuff the truck with food.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Thanksgiving. What can people do to help the food bank on Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Or for Thanksgiving.
We need turkeys for sure. Turkey, your usual Thanksgiving stuff.
So if I want to go out and buy 3-4 turkeys and say, ask the store to deliver them, or I deliver them. How does that work?
So we take deliveries Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday between 7 and 1. No Wednesdays, no weekends.
So don't take a frozen turkey and drop it off on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And hope that it will not thaw by the time you pick it up.
Don't throw it over the fence.
What about stuffing and all the accoutrements?
All of that stuff. All that stuff we need. So we will be having our regular food given out, and then plus the holiday boxes as well. And we'll just give it out until we run out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Is it easier to give you money for Thanksgiving or to give you turkeys and all the other stuff for Thanksgiving?
As far as turkeys go, it's easier to give me turkeys. And the other stuff I can purchase.
How big, though?
All sizes work. Usually what we get is around the 12-pound size.
Okay.
That's like the typical size. But there is a business or a nonprofit that gets half turkeys. They get the turkeys cut in half.
Ooh.
I'm not sure where they do it, but that's awesome.
That would be hard to stuff, though.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
I come from a white meat family. My family, not my extended family, but my family, like my former wife, daughter, we all like, so we got a turkey breast on Thanksgiving. Loved it. It's a great idea.
We get some of those too, yeah.
Okay. And then what goes in the Thanksgiving box for those families in need?
It'll be your basic Thanksgiving stuff. So stuffing, cranberries, green bean casserole. There is a life group from church that makes 400 green bean casserole kits.
Oh, my.
Everything you need, and it's all in a bag. So those go out. So that, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, nuts, pies.
So just a quick survey of the table. Cranberry sauce or cranberries? Cranberry
sauce.
The one out of the can?
Yeah, coming out of the can.
I like to slice it real slow, like the weight of my fork going through it.
I'll skip on both.
Skip, you don't like cranberry?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Dried cranberries.
I like it on a sandwich, too, a turkey sandwich with cranberry.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right? Okay.
I have to try it one of these days.
And then what's your favorite side dish? Green bean casserole.
I love green bean
casserole.
So do
I. I like ambrosia salad, too.
I do, too.
A lot.
I do, too. And what's the green one? I like that one.
The green one? Oh, green jello?
It's like jello and marshmallows and stuff.
Now you're making me hungry.
I don't think that's Thanksgiving.
I'm going into pronoun mode here. But, so my mother used to make green bean casserole, but she would put those water chestnuts in it. I'm like, no, don't put those in there.
No.
You agree with me.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, water chestnuts.
I was telling that story one year at a family Thanksgiving, and then my oldest sister, Kathy, looked at me and she's like, oh, you don't like water chestnuts? Because I put them all in the green bean casserole. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Man. So, okay, if people want to donate to the food bank, or support or volunteer. Are you looking for volunteers?
Always. We always need volunteers, yes.
And how can they reach you?
I don't make a schedule. You just come on in. You work when you want to work. You leave when you want to leave. It
okay.
could not be any easier.
I believe our next guest is calling in. So let's tell people how they can volunteer. Did they just come down and volunteer?
Come on. Yeah, just come
really?
Down. There is. You do have to fill out some paperwork.
I was going to say, because there's people like me that might actually take food as payment. Although you wouldn't know I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so you just come on in. Like I said, I don't make a schedule, so you come in when you feel like working. You read some stuff. You fill out some paperwork. You got to have closed-toed shoes.
Okay.
And where is that they're coming in to?
To the food bank, 1980 North Kiowa Boulevard.
1980 North Kiowa Boulevard.
Yep. The earliest you can come in is at 7, and that's when we start preparing, stocking for the day, 10 o'clock we start serving the public.
Look at that. She's a stalker.
And I am a stalker.
That's all the time we have.
Oh, that went quick.
Well, let's hope we don't wait until the next Republican president.
Okay.
No, we'll have you on like around Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Okay, great.
In that... thing is, we're down to 3 days now. So we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. As we talked about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Great to see you, Colleen.
You
Colleen
too.
Mattinson.
Both of you.
Havasu
Thank
Community
you.
Health Foundation Food Bank Manager, also known as Quick to Test.
Coco.
Yeah. You got it right. She's white Coco. You got the white hair now.
That's right.
It looks pretty cool. All
like
right.
The princess in Frozen.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
There you go. What's her name?
I don't remember.
I don't either. Somebody will call and tell us.
I can see her. I just can't see her.
928-855-9336 if you want the Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown at Harrah's Fiesta Showroom. All right, back with more in a moment, and that is December 26th through the 30th.
Yes, and Coco, thank you for all you do.
That was a breath, by the way. So, the Mojave County Fair is coming up, Jim.
Yeah.
Another Black Cat X event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mojave County Fair, we've got Jeremy Palmer and Jordan Cummins on the line holding on for dear life.
Okay.
They're
going to
be on Speak Out, and one of them or both are nervous. I'm kidding. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. That, Jim, is a gentleman known as Lindsey Buckingham. I call him the power, the heartbeat of Fleetwood Mac.
What?
A lot of people would disagree with me. You can disagree all you want, but Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham is not... I saw Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey, and it just wasn't the same.
Wow.
So he's a force. It's like Paul Stanley in Kiss. He's right out front. He's
uh-huh.
a great front man. So,
cool.
Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also by Mojave College. You know, they dropped the other C word, right?
Mojave. Oh, the community part?
Ah, see, you said it.
Oh, sorry.
Mojave College. Also, samsguns.com by Solar Power by Esme Electric. Also, Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by the Lake, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. LookyLou'sHavasu.com, and Jim's favorite saying of all time.
Yeah, you die, I buy.
You die,
yeah,
I buy.
Yeah, that's the most descriptive, accurate the slogan
exactly.
imaginable.
Well, we've got the folks on the phone that have made the Mojave County Fair the success that it is these days. It's become
Great.
A huge, huge event. And kudos to you both, Jeremy Palmer and Jordan Cummins from Mojave County Parks and Recreation. You guys have really turned the fair into something. When is the fair this year?
It's going to be September 11th through September 14th.
Oh, 9/11. Okay. Yeah. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
You're too kind, Paul. We can't take all the credit for it. It's everybody else, the teams, and all of our leadership as well.
It's just the way it fell, I think. What is it? It's always the second week in September then?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
It all depends on the carnival.
Ah, wow. The carnival. Tell us about the carnival. It was pretty big last year, but you have so many other events besides the carnival.
Yes, this year we are offering quite a few just community events. We have a 9-course putt-putt that's free for anybody that comes in. We have some entertainers that I don't want to give too much away about, but they're going to be fun walking around.
Oh.
And we're trying to push a lot more free entertainment for everybody throughout the fair.
You mean like strolling vendors? Is that what you're talking about? Strolling entertainment?
Yes.
Wow.
That is unique to fair. You don't usually get that. You know, you can go to any street fair or vendor show, and you know, one thing I think that makes the fair unique is the rolling, strolling entertainers, yeah, jugglers, and clowns, and all that kind of stuff.
You guys do that at the Ren Fair, don't you, Jim?
There is some that bus cars, aren't they? Isn't that the term for them?
I don't know. That might be the British term.
Yeah, I think that's the term for the wandering entertainment in general.
Yeah, I mean, you have the fire shows and all that stuff too, but yeah. You have bands all 4 days. That is, so it starts on Thursday the 11th and goes the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So you have what, local bands, some not local bands? How's that work?
For the most part, local Mojave County bands. We do have one band that is coming from the Tempe area, and they've gone to the National Blues Competition. I think they've gotten like second for 5 years in a row or something like that. We're really good. Kind of like Sultry Blues Roots Foundation.
Sure.
She has powerhouse vocals. They're called the Sugar Thieves.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited for them to come down too.
I guess we're lucky we got on the building.
Yeah, isn't there a rumor that Black Cat X is going to be there?
We're there if you want to come down and see the band, it's 3:30 to 6:30. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 3-hour slot.
We're lucky to have you guys.
Well, thank you.
We didn't get you last year.
Yeah, we were already booked for the year, so I appreciate that. Thank you. That's very kind of you. But it's 3:30 on Saturday is Black Cat X.
Okay.
And then what about your livestock? You have a livestock auction, a livestock 4-H show. Tell us about all that.
Yeah, the auction, I believe, starts pretty early on Saturday and goes the whole day with the bigger animals in the evening. But then they also have all the showmanships where they get the ribbons starting on Thursday morning as well.
That always fascinates me. It does. I grew up with a horse, but I never raised a pig or a chicken or a cow.
All of that 4-H stuff.
They auction them off, not just to go live with somebody. You know, I mean, this is for food, and the 4-H members got to realize that cow or what that I've been attached to,
been part of the family,
is probably going to be slaughtered. You know, so I mean, that's just the reality of 4-H. Is that a very popular program in Kingman?
I would say the past couple years they've gotten some really good numbers. The auction, I think, every year has grown quite a bit. The kids work really, really hard on those animals.
Oh, sure.
It's not even just that they have to, like, feed them. They have to walk them because the steers have to basically walk next to them without they have a harness.
A halter.
Or a halter. Uh-huh. But they have to keep them under control in these arenas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these cows are bigger than me.
And you've got people that are usually not around them, but there's bleacher section, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hubbub in that going on. And, yeah, that could be an issue for sure.
Yeah. And these kids, they do a great job. The Mojave County Youth Livestock Association runs the auction. And they do a great job, you know, organizing, but also, you know, keeping all of that stuff under control.
Right. Now, go ahead.
The community shows up too, Paul. I was going to say, the community does show up too. A lot of local businesses in the county, they come out and they support these kids, and they buy these animals at auction for some really good money, and it just teaches the kids, reinforces all the hard work that they did.
Well, now, I want to talk about the parking. This year, we learned our lesson, by the way, guys. I want to tell Jordan and Jeremy that we brought the band trailer. You've seen the setup. You know, we don't just pile out of cars anymore like we used to 20 years ago. This year, we're going to pile out of cars because last time we brought the trailer and bringing that to the fair and maneuvering that in and out of
it was trouble.
It was tough. Yeah. So how do people get to the fairgrounds? Let's say they're from Havasu, Bullhead, or somewhere, maybe Laughlin, and they don't know how to find the Mojave County Fair?
So you want to get on I-40, I mean, from your end of the woods there, you'll jump on I-40, you'll right. get off in King Stockton Hill Road, uh-huh. and then just proceed over. There's two ways in, but we like to tell people get off, hang a right, and then left on Airfield.
From
Stockton Hill to Airfield will bring you right in. If you come from maybe the other direction to the east, jump off at Stockton Hill Road, hang a right, and just kind of circle back around on Beverly to Harrison, and we'll have actually another parking lot off of Harrison this year as well.
So oh, you do? Okay.
Splitting up the parking, two different sides, Harrison or Fairgrounds Boulevard.
Is that close to the stage or not? I'm kind of getting info for myself here.
Actually, that's one of the exciting developments this year was that we kind of redrafted. We looked at the site plan, and the stage is in the center of the fairgrounds this year at near the arena. So you'll be able to get to it from either side fairly easily, and it's going to be covered under shade and has great sound from when we tested it at Spring Carnival. It's going to be a fun new experience for everybody.
Oh, interesting.
Super. And is that all that parking that you spoke of, is the parking for a fee?
Parking is going to be free this year.
Free?
Free, wow.
Free as in free 99.
Yeah.
Free 99. Nice. And while we're talking about discounts, so we're talking about Sunday, which is something that we're going to try out this year too, Sunday Fun Day. Everybody is $5 to get in, so bring the family down if you don't get a chance to make it any of those other days.
So if you aren't lucky enough to make it Sunday, what's the ticket price?
We're $5 for everybody.
Oh, everybody, period, okay.
On Sunday, yep.
No, the rest of the earlier days, what is the fee for the regular?
The ticket price.
So regular ticket.
Uh-huh.
So regular ticket price Thursday through Saturday is going to be $11.40. We have to do the all-in pricing now because of the FTC, but $11.40 for adults and $5.70 for children 11 and under, seniors, first responders, and veterans.
Now, is that for a pass for all 4 days?
No, that's just a single day entry.
Single day, okay, perfect.
Yep.
And now you can buy the tickets online now, right?
We can. We're really excited about this. It's going to be, you know, our leap into modern times is you can buy these online.
Right.
It's going to be just like you purchase at any other concert venue or anything like that. You can print them up. You can bring a QR code on the phone, or we can have a will call area set up at the fair. But you basically buy them online ahead of time, skip the line, just come to a special entry point. Bring your ticket with you, and you're in.
Well, I tell you what, I had a lesson in that. I had a Diamondbacks weekend. I had my Diamondbacks tickets on my phone. I had my bus pass light rail pass on my phone. Everything's gone electronic now. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're trying to get there too, and it's so much cleaner and more efficient for everybody, and hopefully a better experience. And people can buy those tickets on our website at mcparks.com on the events page. There's the fair link right there, and they can go to our portal and purchase tickets.
Yeah, it really is clean and easy. Everybody hangs on to their phone, right?
Yeah.
You don't lose your tickets if you hang on to your phone. So
exactly, they're right there in your pocket.
This whole shindig used to be handled a little bit differently, and now it's under the county's umbrella. The county, you guys handle it from the county parks perspective. How is that going now? I think you're 2 or 3 years in.
Well, I think we took a lot of bumps and bruises to get where we're at now, but we've got a really good team who's done this thing a few times now. We like to say that it's not our first rodeo, and I think we're getting better every year. We always have surveys out. We take people's feedback. I mean, we're all here to do what we're here to do, and that's to provide these services and deliver the fair to the county.
Right. Let's talk about the food at the fair. You've got a lot of vendors coming in. I got a lobster roll there.
Lobster at the fair.
A lobster roll. Yeah, is he a lobster salad or lobster roll or both? But it was very, very good. But that's the kind of interesting food. You know, most county and state fairs are known for that kind of stuff. Is it going to be the same this year?
Yep, we got 27 food trucks coming in that are going to be placed all throughout. And yeah, like to your point, there was I think we had rolled ice cream and deep fried just about anything. it's always a good offering, and these vendors come in from outside of the county also. So that is a chance to try something new that you won't usually get at one of the regular events.
Yep. Got 27 food trucks. Must be a international record of some type.
You need to have a Rolaids truck, too. You know? Rolaids sold separately. No, seriously, the food is phenomenal. I mean, I was walking around like, ooh, I like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
And then lobster, you put lobster on something, boom, I'm there. I'm in. Like lobster bisque, whatever, I'm in. So, no, the county fair is a really good time. And you said $11, is that right, for the adult ticket?
Yeah, $11.70 for the adult ticket.
That sounds like it's come down in price.
We actually did. I'm glad you pointed out, because some of the feedback we got last year was it was too expensive. So we were able to bring the price down a little bit. And again, offering that Sunday fun day discount was another way for us to kind of take what we hear from people and do our best. We want everybody to be able to come out to the fair. It's a win-win for us. If there's more people here and the vendors are happier and just more of the county is coming to its own fair.
So, Jeremy, what can people bring in and what can't they bring in? And should the ladies get their clear purses out? How does all that work?
Yeah, so it is a liquor premise, so obviously we can't have any firearms on premise. We do have voluntary bag searches at the gate. So, no toy guns is something that a lot of kids will bring or buy typically. And, I don't know that you can bring your own water if you want and things like that.
As long as it's sealed?
We're not clear bagging it yet, but
okay.
We want people to have a good time. We just want everybody to show up and be safe. So if there are any questions, we can take, they can always call ahead at the fair office, and we can answer questions on what is acceptable and not at the gate.
Do you guys have any idea what the weather's going to be like on the 11th? Do we know yet? We're about 9 days out.
That's not on my info sheet, Paul.
Yeah, and Paul, who does the weather on the station, is looking at asking you guys.
For the station.
Seriously, last time we played there, it was 5:30, and it was a warm Kingman day.
Oh.
It was one of those.
The forecast for the 11th is 86 for the high and 68 for the low, so it's probably just going to be perfect.
I love it. I love it, because we're going to be playing at the high point of the day. I love that. That's great. So what are the hours for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
So the fair is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but it does get tricky with the carnival. Doesn't open until 4 on Thursday.
Oh.
But other than that, we're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The expo doors with the vendors do close at 8 p.m. daily.
Okay, so no ditching school to go to the carnival. Is that it?
Yes, I think it's on purpose. Thursday morning is when all the school kids get to come on their field trip.
Yeah, I get it. You also have a hall that's, was it livestock? There was something, you have exhibit halls there, correct?
Yeah, we do, and this is really fun, engaging the entire community. And we made our way all the way up to Colorado City this year and all the way down to Havasu. We had 947 entries from the community and 1,300 student entries, but they basically fill up an entire building with all of the artwork and the knitting and the canned goods and the photography, Lego builds. I mean, you name it. If it's something creative, we have it, and it's going to have somebody's name on it that's, your friend and neighbor, and we're giving out. Actually doing some judging today. So we're really excited about what we're seeing. Yeah, it's a fun, and that's just a fun part to kind of connect with the community there. Come see what your friends and neighbors are doing.
Jim, you could be a knitter, right?
Like, yeah, you bet. Yeah. Boy, that sounds like great participation you're seeing.
It really does. It sounds like a lot of fun. And it's good old-fashioned, Mojave County values, if you will, right? That whole...
Yep.
Like Cracker Barrel values, call it. Uh-oh, you stepped into that time. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Need some apple pie shots. So, there is all kinds of stuff in there.
Apple pie what?
Moonshine. Apple pie moonshine shot. So,
oh, my glory.
There is an alcohol component to that expo, and people do make their own goods. So that's something that gets judged every year as well.
Wow. Everything gets judged at the fair. Nice.
If you're looking for a volunteer position, I'm sure that's always there.
Great. Hey, did we miss anything, Jeremy or Jordan?
We're still selling carnival wristbands, and those are, I think, only available here for a few more days. There's 190 of those for sale, and
okay.
They're discounted.
$35.
$35 for that, and that gets you access to all the carnival rides on the day that you come in.
Perfect.
You know, I do want to thank some of our sponsors. We have Zeus Electric, Concord General, Merton's Equipment, Origin Mining, Air Control, Dot Foods, and Radio Central. You guys, we always appreciate the support, and we always appreciate your time on the radio here.
Well, we appreciate you, too. We appreciate your Sasquatch hunt as well.
You know, that is something that's on the list. If we get a chance, it's coming up here in a couple of months. It's information's online at the website, and it's the only place in Mojave County you can hunt down Sasquatch.
You know who's big into that, Jim?
Yes. Yeah, Shauna, perhaps.
She certainly is. All right, Jeremy, thanks for being here. Jordan, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you folks at the Mojave County Fair.
Thank you. We appreciate the time, Paul.
You bet. All right. Speak Out will continue in a moment. Again, the Mojave County Fair starts September 11th and runs through the 14th. It's going to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, being 9/11 will be an easy date to remember, like you said. Yeah.
All right, Hefe. This is the song Good to Be King. Back with more in a moment. 928-855-9336. Are we full? No? Still have how many pair? Seven pair left.
Wow.
All right. Well, keep Marissa busy, folks. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Have your own world. It helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls.
There's someone I. All right, we're back on Speak Out. About 45 seconds, if that. Oh. Brother Jim, you're back.
I'm back.
I feel normal on the first day of the week now.
Good.
Well, first day for us.
Yes.
All right, tomorrow the Havasu Pioneers radio show, Dan De Los Santos will be here in the studio in the flesh. And then supposed to have Brian Springberg on Thursday. Anyway, thanks for being here, Jim.
My pleasure as always.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.